Good morning. Welcome back to Woman of the Week. It's Marilyn Russell.
As a musical kid growing up here in Philly with musical parents, I am all about spreading the love of music from all genres. Philadelphia Orchestra, no exception. In fact, absolutely one of my favorites. So I'm very excited to share with you Allison Volgamore. She's president and chief executive officer of the Philadelphia Orchestra Association, and driven by her deep passion for transformative power of orchestral music. We should start right there. It's so specific the way music affects people. How do you explain that transformative power of orchestral music?
You know, I think from the beginning of time, we express ourselves in song or banging on things or expressing what really becomes music, rhythm, lyricism. So orchestras take that and magnify it by 95 instruments, individuals trained around the world, and they bring it together in one ensemble that can do just about everything. And January is a great example of that, from education to Carnegie Hall to Verizon to our Dr. King celebration concert at Girard. So we express actually people's feelings
in a brilliant, powerful way. And of course, a good year for Philadelphia Orchestra 2015. Things kind of rebounded and not too shabby, performing for the Pope on the Parkway in front of thousands of people and, of course, worldwide on television. But Verizon Hall, that is quite an intimate experience. When you're there with the Philadelphia Orchestra, you feel like, first off, sense of pride from being from Philadelphia. And by the way, are we the very first orchestra to do recorded music?
We are. The Philadelphia Orchestra is the first to be recorded, the first to be on television, the first in movies with Fantasia, and now the first to have your own digital app in the concert hall to help you listen to the music. So you don't have to know about music. You can just come and enjoy and plug into our own Wi-Fi program.
Tell us more about that, Allison. I did not know about that.
It's called Live Note, and I'm very proud of it. It was designed with Drexel, so it's a great example of Philadelphia coming together, Drexel and the Philadelphia Orchestra. It is a system that you can add when you're in the concert hall on your iPad or iPhone, where you can choose to listen to the storyline of the music or actually get some musical analysis. Not highfalutin analysis, just like, what's a flute? What's a rondo? You know, some musical forms. And what's exciting about it is that it moves with the music. Literally, like when you watch the bottom of your cell phone and you can see your message going by, you see visuals and stories, and it fills in the blanks for those of us who maybe didn't grow up playing an instrument or having music in the schools. It's hot. We've got about 26 institutions internationally who are interested in us licensing this. So come and experience it in Philadelphia. It's the hot new thing.
I'll get the app. I can just get it on my iPhone, right? Or my iPad? Or
yeah. Come to the concert hall and you download it from iTunes right then and there. Join our Wi-Fi in the hall and enjoy the concerts that we are doing Live Note enabled, as we call it. Now, some people love their concerts where the concert white lighting is just exactly right. The concert lights go down and it's your private personal experience between the stage and the musicians. So we do Live Notes about reaching now about a third of the amount of concerts we give in the Verizon. But it's a fun addition to the legacy you've talked about.
Allison Volgamore is my guest. She's president and chief executive officer of the Philadelphia Orchestra Association. And in 115 years, the Philadelphia Orchestra has only had 8 music directors. That's incredible.
Yannick is the music director, and he is the 8th in that line. I am one of the few women who manage an orchestra. But what's exciting about the legacy that you're talking about, 8 music directors only in Philadelphia, is that the way of playing, literally the sound of the orchestra, has been touched by so few hands that you can generationally send that sound through players. We can hear what it was almost 100 years ago, because this orchestra has a beautiful string sound and an exquisite winds and brass lyricism to them that you can't find anywhere else in the world. So yes, it's unique.
How did we get Yannick?
We wanted him and we went to go get him. But what really drew Yannick to this orchestra was the musicians and their sound. He believes in the rich legacy of this town loving its orchestra, which I think the orchestra is, again, loved inside and outside of the concert hall in Philadelphia. And he was attracted to being able to learn some of the great works himself with an orchestra that actually played with Rachmaninoff conducting.
That's
one of the great composers.
One of my favorite composers.
composers. But coming up, Yannick is conducting Beethoven. I know this because we gave away tickets on the Ben FM Morning Show. That is the 15th, 16th of January. And then, Allison, let's share some details on the MLK Tribute Concert at Girard College. That's going to be a great event, too.
It is a special time. Each time the orchestra goes out of the concert hall to different venues, such as Penn's Landing, as you've mentioned, and now Girard College, we have found the perfect home for a Dr. King celebration concert right in the site where the Day of Service happens here in Philadelphia. That concert is always a time where we want to feature some new music and some great soloist, and also be able to have our music director step off the stage. So I'm excited that this year at Girard College, we're going to have a young violinist named Ade Williams, who is a winner of the Sphinx competition. This is the only competition in the country that identifies incredible Latino and African-American classical music talent. And it's a wonderful search engine for all of us who want to hire these great artists. So we're going to feature her in that. We also are going to bring back a piece called The Work Song of a premiere we did by Hannibal this year, which just sold off the charts. Come and be a part of listening to Hannibal interpret, quite honestly, with the audience, what it was like to have almost a gospel response with an orchestra. So we're incredibly excited that, one, the setting is so perfect, and two, that the music making on the holiday will be special. 1:30 p.m. on the holiday
at
Girard
College.
It's
going to feel like a revival tent. It's just
actually, it does.
Spectacular.
And it's the most free expression that we get to enjoy in the community.
PhilOrk.org, by the way, if you want to get details and tickets on any of the events that Allison will share with us here this morning. I'd like to get into your background. I know we want to keep the focus on the Philadelphia Orchestra, but I've known you for 5 minutes already, and you're kind of blowing me away. So I'd like to find out, Allison, how it is you came to this position and how you got started.
Well, thank you, Marilyn. I'm honestly thrilled to be here. This was my first orchestra. I came in 1980 as a student on a fellowship to be trained in orchestra management and worked with Maestro Ormandy and then Mr. Muti. And for me, this is a homecoming now, some, I hate to say, 32 years later. I was drawn to come back to the orchestra that launched my career and the place where my own ear was cultivated about the beauty of an orchestra and what it can be. So for me, it has been about coming back at a time where the orchestra needed some financial footing and needed a turnaround, but quite honestly could attract the greatest artists and talent in the world, starting with Yannick. And I think these 6 years that I've been here, I've had a chance to see this orchestra just explode again in expressing its music inside Verizon and in the community.
Yeah, you can feel the energy. And that's why I'm so thrilled that you could join us here this morning, because, you know, I'm just a kid who grew up in Mayfair. And luckily, you know, I have a neighborhood sensibility, but my dad was a classical musician. So I grew up with horns. But no one else on my block had a French horn in their living room. No one else had a dad who carried the trumpet in and out every other minute because he was, you know, classical and a jazz guy. How do we let people know on little old Gillespie Street in Mayfair what they're missing?
Well, we need to remind them that the historic cartoons and the modern cartoons, the major movies that we love and go to, the sound of the ice cream truck that goes down a familiar alley, quite honestly, all usually plays something that's from the classical music. And we need to also remember that when we sing happy birthday to each other, what we're actually doing is we're expressing ourselves by choice through music making. So find us at, of course, our website, philork.org. But if you have an instrument hiding, like, let's get your dad's instrument, and let's make sure there's someone who has an access to come and bring it to what we call a play-in at the orchestra, where frankly we can get 100 horns playing with our horn section, and it really doesn't matter whether you've played a long time or a small time. We have something for everyone when we invite people to just touch that instrument. I have a violin. I need to touch my violin.
So there's just little jam sessions going on?
They are jam sessions. They're love fests.
That's amazing. When do these happen?
They happen about 5 times throughout the year. We announce them on the website. You come and sign in because there are about 100 places, plus or minus. And as soon as you are accepted, which is simply a matter of getting there fast, you can download the music for the jam session. You can practice and get ready. And then we have what I would call a remarkable exchange of music making that makes us all feel good.
There are pop-up performances. play-ins, free events held throughout the neighborhoods of the city, a free concert for Giving Tuesday. How much of this did you bring into the fold?
You know, I think the orchestra's always had this heart. It's always been an institution of service way back to the 1940s, and not just regionally, but internationally. But I will say that the musicians and those of us who work together with them, together, I think we want to be as much offstage as we are on stage. After all, we don't exist for ourselves. We exist to serve.
Where are you from originally?
I'm an Ohioan, and okay. I'm a music family where my mother was a music educator.
So if it's not in the family, find your musical family with philork.org.
Exactly right.
Allison, thank you so much.
Marilyn, I want to shout back at you. To have someone so passionately engaged with the arts at large and in the orchestra is a joy for our community. I thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.